stand and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we've received our meetings from our past, or our minutes from our past meeting. Anyone have anything that needs to be discussed? If not, we'll look for a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve last month's board meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Also, we've been sent electronically our financials for the month. Anyone have a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion to approve the financials.
I'll second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll move on to our citizens' participation. At this point in time, we're going to ask if there are any citizens that would like to speak to the board on any item that is not on the agenda tonight. That does not include the bond. There will be a separate hearing for the bond issues. So if there's anything other than that, we'd like to hear from you now. Okay, not seeing any, we'll move on to our action items. Action item number one is policies for a second reading. Does anyone have anything that hasn't been cleared up? Okay, we'll take a motion to approve the second reading of those policies.
I'll make a motion to approve policies DG, DN, DGBB, DDCA, DCAA, DFEA, DDAAA, DBCA, DBCB is the second reading.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number two, Marcy, our new policies for first reading this month.
So we'll start with ECBB. The biggest one is just we can request reimbursement for feed waivers for driver's ed, and just kind of how it's going. We do our program, we do an online driver's ed program, and then we have a driver teacher, and then you have to have a separate teacher that tests them. So that's just your information. ECC is early learning plan. They've added that you need to have two additional goals to your early learning plan, and they have to be measurable. We already have those plans in place. The elementary does a great job with our early learning plans with reading and mathematics. And we'll continue there. ECF is religious neutrality. Just American history and heritage documents may not be excluded from study or censored due to their religious or cultural nature. So we just need to make sure we're following that plan. EAAA. So every year we approve our sex education curriculum, and we will do that in January. But this policy just needed a few updates. To an educator may correct inaccurate or misleading information or answer questions raised by students consistent with instructional materials approved under this policy. Educators may also direct students to parents in these circumstances. So, curriculum ethnic studies is by December 31st, 2027, the district shall select and adopt curriculum and instructional materials for teaching ethnic studies to students in kindergarten through grade 12 that are integrated with regular schoolwork and that align with the core ethnic studies curriculum standards established by the State Board of Ed. EGF used to be called Education of Youth in Custody. Now it's just changed to Youth in Care. And we actually don't have any students that fall under this policy right now. EDA is the internet policy. It updates that the district website will meet the domain and notice requirements set forth in policy GAA, which is government data privacy policy. We do not share, if somebody puts their information on the website to be contacted, we don't share that information. We protect that information. Mostly EEE and EEEB are code changes. We evaluate and select instructional material following the state law. EH is testing procedure standards. The update here is that the district will not prohibit a student from enrolling in honors, advanced placement, or international baccalaureate courses based solely on student scores on state assessments or because of a student's exemption from taking the assessment. So if a student exempts out of testing, they cannot be excluded from those classes. Grading, course grade replacement, it clarifies, it defines, it updates and defines what some of the definitions are. Comparable course, grade replacement, replacement credit, and those definitions. And then also a packet method cannot be used to replace a previous failing grade. Packets can be used for classes, but they cannot be replacing a failed class. So, any questions?
Anything? All new mandates from the state last year.
On the sex education one, does that, I know I talked to the school nurse and she wanted to make some changes for the maturation. Is that in the same pulse?
So she will, she'll be presenting that in January for the board. It's, so it's part of that policy, but it falls under, you guys approve the curriculum every year, so it'll fall under the curriculum approval.
Perfect.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we'll look for a motion to approve the first reading of those policies.
I make a motion to approve policies ECDB, ECC, ECF, EAA, ECJ, EGF, EDA, EEE, EEEB, and EH.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll move on to item number three, our district construction. I don't think there's any ongoing thing at this time.
Not right now.
We need to discuss there. We'll move on to personnel.
Yeah, we need to have Adeline Sargent has been asked to be a sub teacher. Gloria Sandoval, a special education aide. Alice Jesus, sub teacher, and Laura Hill, a sub teacher.
Who was the last one?
Laura Hill.
Okay, any questions or motion to approve those?
I'll
people?
Probably abstain from Adeline if we can do that in separate as a niece.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve Gloria Stesaval in special ed, Alice Dent Justice, a sub teacher, and Laura Hill, a sub teacher.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now we need a motion for Adeline Sargent.
I'll make a motion to approve Adeline Sargent as a sub teacher.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One abstain. Okay, item number B. We need a motion to approve permission for administration to review employee contracts as it pertains to paid and unpaid time off and develop a policy that will address any potential problems in the future. Hopefully this can be completed by January's board meeting. If we can get a motion to approve administration to start looking at that policy.
I'll make a motion to approve the administration to start looking into employee contract discussion and making policy to help improve that.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that went pretty quickly. now look for a motion to any future agenda items at this time. Everyone has to go on next month. We'll look to adjourn this meeting and move on to another.
We'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, our school board regular meeting is adjourned.
Hold on, let me...